Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
My name is Mike, and today we're talking about The Giver.
The Giver.
One of my favorite books of all time.
This is a book for us that we have to read growing up in school.
You really?
Yeah.
Wow, you went to a good school.
I went to a school. I wouldn't say it was...
We read Spider-Man comics.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking.
I wish we could have switched schools.
But we didn't read this book.
You didn't read this book? Well,
no.
This is it's kind of a classic.
It is. I've read the book, but just not in school. That's
okay.
All I'm saying. Yes, it's a very good book.
And it deals with the future. This is not something that's happening today. We're taking a look into the future. Of course,
science fiction?
Yeah,
would you say it's science fiction?
In a way, yeah. And the book is, of course, it comes from a long time ago. So.
Yes.
The future might not be the future that we envision today.
Right. We're not talking Star Wars with
no.
spaceships and
There's
lightsabers.
No lightsabers in this.
No, it's not that, you know, cool. But it's still interesting. And it's got a very important message.
Exactly.
That a lot of people will try to remember for the rest of their lives.
So over the next few days, we're going to be going through Lois Lowry's The Giver. Let's get started on it right now.
Reading.
The Giver. Jonas is an 11-year-old boy from the distant future. He lives in a community called Sameness, where there are no negative emotions. People don't experience any seasons, but only mild weather all year long. There is no disease, so they never feel pain. Everyone is kind and lives together in harmony. In Sameness, when adults grow to be too old, they are sent to the House of the Olds. There, they can live out their final years peacefully, until they are released from society. Citizens who break the laws are also released. They are thrown out of the community and sent to a place called Elsewhere. On his 12th birthday, Jonas attends a special event called the Ceremony of 12. At this event, children are told what their careers will be. For Jonas, he is given an important job. He is selected to be the receiver of memory. This makes him the only person who has access to the community's history. The community needs one person to remember the past, so people won't make the same mistakes.
The story begins by introducing Jonas.
Jonas.
Jonas is an 11-year-old boy from the distant future.
The future.
Distant future. Distant means far away. So we're not talking next year or two months from now.
Tomorrow.
We're talking about a long time from now.
Okay.
He lives in a community called Sameness.
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 Never heard of that.
Does that mean everything is the same?
Ah.
Nothing is unique? Nothing is different? It says, where there are no negative emotions. So this place is a community. A community, of course, is just an area where people live. A city will be made up of different communities.
Yes.
Or we can refer to a city itself as a community.
Yeah.
But in this place, there are no negative emotions. Negative means bad.
Mm-hmm.
And emotions are your feelings. Sadness, anger, confusion, happiness. These are all emotions. But there are no negative emotions, so nobody feels sad, nobody feels jealous.
Lonely.
Nobody feels angry.
Worried.
Basically, nobody feels
so
bad.
Just happy, happy,
just happy,
happy all the time.
All the time. Big smiles.
Sounds. My dog died. I'm really happy.
This is the best day of my life.
Hey, my house is burning down.
Hey,
I'm really sick.
This sounds weird.
That is weird.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Let's go on and find out why everybody's happy and there's no negative emotions.
So it's not only that everyone's feelings are the same or never bad. People also, it says, don't experience any seasons, but only mild weather all year long, okay? So there's no really hot days, no really cold days, never snows, no typhoons. It's just nice and 21 degrees and a little bit sunny all year long. The weather there is described as mild. Mild is kind of like gentle. It's nice. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just sort of comfortable and nice, which I guess would be okay, but wouldn't that get a little boring?
You would think so.
You have that nice winter jacket or that cool umbrella you like, but you could never use them.
So the weather never really changes.
It's just nice and 21 degrees.
I guess that's why they call it sameness.
Huh.
Now, this isn't the only thing. Also, there is no disease.
Well, that's good.
So they never feel pain.
I guess that's okay.
Disease is just sickness, illness.
no cancer, no heart attacks.
Yeah, there's no colds, there's no flus. Nobody gets sick.
No chicken pox.
Everyone is kind and lives together in harmony.
Well, that's nice.
That's good. If you're living in harmony, it means you're living together. You're not arguing. You're not fighting. Mm-hmm. There are no wars. Mm-hmm. Nobody's getting hurt, basically. Yep. Harmony actually comes from music.
Ah.
If people are singing in harmony, it means they're singing the same notes together, they're singing at the same level.
Or maybe not the same notes, but notes that sound nice
notes
together.
Notes that sound good together,
yeah.
That are the proper distance apart, where they sound very pleasant when
they match. They work together as a team in a very nice way. So that sounds good, and everyone's kind, of course, that means everyone is nice to each other. After you.
No, after you.
No, after you.
No, I insist.
Would you like a cookie?
Yes, please.
There you go. We're being very kind to each other, and we're living in harmony, which sounds okay. And as we said, disease is like a sickness. Everything from something minor, like the flu, to something much more serious like Ebola or cancer or something like that. Okay, so in sameness, it says when adults grow to be too old, they are sent to the house of the old. All right.
So is that like a retirement home?
I guess it kind of sounds like a retirement place. So when adults, when grown-ups get to be too old, 70s, 80s, 90 years old, that sort of thing, maybe they're sent to the house of the old. And what happens at the house of the old?
Well, there they can live out their final years peacefully until they are released from society.
Released.
Okay, so they can live out their final years. So if you live out your years or live out your life, mm-hmm. it just means you are finishing your life. You're going towards the end of your life. You're perhaps old. You're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
And your body starts to wear down and you get sick and eventually people die.
Eventually you pass away.
The way nature works.
So that's what it means to live out one's life. That's also our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat. How long have you been in Taiwan?
Ooh, it'll be 8 years next month. And it looks like I'll live out my life here.
Why do you want to live outside of Taiwan?
To live out one's life just means to live for the rest of one's life.
I can live with that. Live out one's life means 以某种方式度过余生。I'm so glad you're staying here.
Well, you never know. If I get lots of money, I might live out my life in a nice house next to the beach somewhere.
Do you think you'll get that money?
On our salary? If I live out my life here, I might be able to buy some sand. But that's about all.
That was our shortcut for you, all about living out one's life, finishing your life, in other words. That's what they do at the House of the Old.
Okay, so it's like a place for old folks to stay, maybe like a hospital, that kind of thing.
But then they are released from society, and we have that in quotation marks.
Yeah, when you're released, you're kind of let go, right? You might release a bird from a cage, or if someone goes to jail for a long time after they stay there as long as they should, they are released, they are let go, they are free to move around, they are let out of that place that they were locked into. But you're right, as you saw when in the article, it's got those quotes around it. Now, when we use use those quotes, either when we're talking, they were released, or in a written way, it means that the meaning of the word is a little bit different than what you might expect. So you've got to
right.
be careful when you read that sentence. They don't exactly mean released, like let go, like a bird from a cage. As we read, citizens who break the laws are also released. That's a little different than old people being released or dying. Interesting. A citizen is basically a person who lives in a country or a city, right? If you live there, if you are part of that community, part of that group of people, you are a citizen. As a citizen, you might have rights, you have a passport, you can vote, you must pay your taxes and follow the law, and that kind of thing. And if you're a citizen who breaks the law, you would be a criminal, right? You would get caught by the police and get in trouble. And in this place, if you break the law, if you're a criminal, like steal something or hurt somebody, you will also be released.
That's right. And they are thrown out of the community and sent to a place called elsewhere. They refers to criminals.
Criminals, bad guys.
Bad guys who break the law.
Okay.
They don't get to stay in sameness. They have to go to a place called elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
I guess that's where all the criminals are. That's where all the bad people go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on his 12th birthday, Jonas attends a special event called the Ceremony of 12. A ceremony is just a formal event where something takes place. We often talk about something like a wedding ceremony where two people get married.
Yep.
When you finish high school or university, you will go to a graduation ceremony where you receive your diploma or your degree, and they're basically just saying, you're done.
That's right.
Go off into the world, and they have a big ceremony where people make speeches and all kinds of things.
Everyone
happen.
Will dress up, and your family and friends will be there. And often there's a certain set of actions or rituals, right? Part of the wedding ceremony is the man puts the ring on the woman, and then they kiss, and then, you know, they do all that stuff. That's what makes up a wedding. You see those things. You expect to see those things at the ceremony. Well, at this event, at the Ceremony of 12, children are told what their careers will be. Wow, so you're not really allowed to choose what kind of job you want. You know, he wants to be a doctor, she wants to be a lawyer. No, they are told what their careers or their jobs will be. Your career is basically the job that you have for most of your life. It's your working life. Once you've finished school, finished studying, you will go off and start your career. You can change careers. That's okay, but it's basically the type of work that you do for most of your adult life.
When they're
told.
When you were 12, did you have any idea what your career would be?
Yeah, I wanted to be Batman.
Oh, Batman.
Or maybe James Bond.
James Bond, okay.
I think James Bond.
Maybe you are James Bond.
I'm not James Bond.
If you are, you're very good at it, because
I have no
idea.
I'm not.
Okay, but most people, when they're 12...
Yes.
I don't think they really know what their career is going to be. You might have an idea or what you want to do.
Iron Man.
You wanted to be Batman.
Basketball star.
I don't think Batman worked out.
No.
That's, of course, I just don't know about it. But here, they're just being told, okay, you are going to be this, you are going to be that. For Jonas, he is given an important job.
Okay. Batman?
Let's find out. Batman? No. He is selected to be the receiver of memory. Okay, if you're the receiver of something, it means you are going to get something. Somebody is going to give something to you. They are the giver, the title of the book. You are the receiver, the person getting that. He's the receiver of memory. Your memory are the things that you remember or the things that people remember from the past. You will have memories of your childhood.
Hey, remember last year when we went to the park that day and had
remember
a good time?
We went to the beach when I was 5 years old.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I almost drowned. No,
I remember
those
that.
Those are memories from the past. He's going to be the receiver of memory. What does that mean?
Well, it means that this makes him the only person who has access to the community's history. So he's sort of like the historian, the person who keeps the story of not just himself or his family, but the whole community. And not only that, once he keeps those memories, once he receives them, he's the only one with access to those memories, to that history. So he has a lot of power, because if you have access, you have the ability to get to something. You are able to get to something. A key will give you access to that room. Whatever the door is locked, it's keeping you away from, with a key, you have access to it. You can get to it. Now, if anyone wants to tell the story of the community or even remember things that happened, they have to talk to Jonas.
Yep, he's the guy. He's the only one that has access to those things. So he's the only one who knows about the history of sameness.
That's strange.
That's very different for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the community needs one person to remember the past so people won't make the same mistakes. Yes, we often say people who fail to learn from history mm-hmm. are doomed to repeat it. It just means if you don't study the past, you'll just keep repeating the same mistakes people made before over and over again.
Or if you don't remember the stupid stuff you did yesterday,
yep.
you'll do it again tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right.
So he has a lot of responsibility, Jonas
yeah.
does. He has access to the past. He has to make sure they don't make those same mistakes. And yes, he has power, a lot of power. How is he going to handle it? We'll have to wait until our next program to find out. Before we go, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today on the program, we've been introduced to Jonas
yes.
and the community of sameness.
Where everything is nice.
Everything's nice. Nobody's mad.
Nothing changes very much.
There are criminals, but they get sent to a place called Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get old, you just get sent to the house of the old,
mm-hmm.
and then you just are released.
That's right.
Released.
There's no sickness, no pain,
mm-hmm.
no bad emotions or feelings. So here's our question.
Even the weather is mild.
And the weather is mild. It's never too hot, too cold, too windy, too wet. It's just nice all the time. So here's our question. Would you like to live in a place like sameness, where there's nothing too bad, nothing too good, everything's just okay all of the time? Would you like to live there? Why or why not? Joe!
I would not like to live there, because
okay.
you're always just right in the middle. There's no lows, but there's no highs
yeah.
either. You're never going to be really happy or excited about anything
mm-hmm.
because, well, you don't know about things like disappointment.
Yeah.
You don't know about sadness. And
true.
People often say you need to know sadness to experience true happiness. Things
there you go.
Like that. So, no. The only thing I might like there might be the weather.
Well, the weather would be
okay. The weather
okay,
sounds okay, but I guess if you get bored. Oh,
that's
what's the weather today? Oh, 21 again.
Yeah.
21 and partially sunny.
You'd never have to think about what clothes to wear. You just say wear the same thing you wore yesterday and the day before, so that would be a little boring.
It sounds boring in general,
right?
I think. There's just no highs or lows. Everybody's just living right in the middle, emotionally,
yeah.
personally, everything.
And as you say, it might be nice to not have great sadness, to have, you know, no one around you hurt you or die. But then when the good things happen, when there's great joy and love in your life, you just wouldn't, it wouldn't feel so special.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound that exciting. But the story is exciting and it's going to continue tomorrow. So
awesome.
Please join us again then. Until that time, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
The Giver. Jonas is an 11-year-old boy from the distant future. He lives in a community called Sameness, where there are no negative emotions. People don't experience any seasons, but only mild weather all year long. There is no disease, so they never feel pain. Everyone is kind and lives together in harmony. In sameness, when adults grow to be too old, they are sent to the house of the old. There, they can live out their final years peacefully, until they are released from society. Citizens who break the laws are also released. They are thrown out of the community and sent to a place called Elsewhere. On his 12th birthday, Jonas attends a special event called the Ceremony of 12. At this event, children are told what their careers will be. For Jonas, he is given an important job. he is selected to be the receiver of memory. This makes him the only person who has access to the community's history. The community needs one person to remember the past, so people won't make the same mistakes.
Vocabulary Review.
Emotion. I've never seen Albert cry, laugh, or display any emotion at all. Disease. I'm sorry to hear that Aunt Nancy has come down with a serious disease. Citizen. Millions of citizens showed up to vote in the election. Career. Chris is very focused on his career and spends all of his time working. Receiver. The receiver of the award wasn't able to attend, so his friend accepted it for him.